As the Harry Potter phenomenon continued to grow, it was not uncommon to see scores of parents and their children lined up at a local bookstore waiting for the clock to strike midnight so they could get their hands on the latest book about the boy wizard. For the release of the sixth book, Olivier Award-nominated actors Daniel Clarkson and Jefferson Turner created a 5-minute performance for guests at a London bookstore. The performance eventually grew into Potted Potter, the Unauthorized Harry Experience, a parody by Dan and Jeff. This show, which will be at Walton Arts Center February 16th and 17th, covers all 7 books in 70 minutes. Earlier this week, I spoke on the phone with Jefferson about his initial reaction to the request to create a condensed version of Harry Potter.
I personally hadn't read any of the Harry Potter books at that stage. This was back in 2005, and Dan had. He was an absolutely huge Harry Potter fan, which was why he was asked to do the job in the first place, because it was a friend of his who knew how much of a fan he was and thought he'd love it and love the opportunity of getting his hands on the sixth book at the stroke of midnight. I was very lucky. I kind of came along for the ride. It was a one-day job back then. And so I read all the books as quickly as I could, so I could do the job properly. And I instantly fell in love with it as well. So, yeah, we were both delighted to be a part of the boy wizard's world, however small a part it might be.
So when did the decision or why did you come to the decision to expand your short performance, one-day performance, into covering 7 books in 70 minutes that you now tour across the world for?
Well, we actually left it alone for a long time. We did it as that one-off gig for the launch of the sixth book at midnight in the bookstore in 2005. And then we had other work, some TV work that we were doing in the UK. And about a year later, we wanted to take something to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. As a comedy actor, that's something that you pretty much have to try and do. And we decided to revisit the Harry Potter idea as it had gone down so well at the bookstore. And we developed it into 6 books in 60 minutes, as there was only the 6 around back then. And we were amazed how much the audiences enjoyed it. So when the 7th book came out, it was only logical to expand it, give ourselves a bit of breathing space, make it 7 books in 70 minutes. And that would have been 2007. And since then, it's just gone from strength to strength.
And how did you come up with the title Potted Potter?
That was actually, there was a daytime talk show in the UK called Richard and Judy. They're a husband and wife, and it was very, very popular all through the 90s and noughties. And it was Judy Finnegan who was the one who said it when we were on her show as part of the promotion back in 2005, and she called it a potted potter. And we thought that was very nice, so we asked her if we could use that. She said absolutely. And that was it. We've stuck with the title ever since.
Now, is potted slang for something?
It's quite a traditional English word. It's not really used much anymore, but it does mean shortened or condensed. And it began with P, and it was only one letter different to Potter, and we thought it sounded very nice. So, yes, it's not used in everyday parlance, but people in Britain do know what it means. We've had a bit more trouble out here in the States, but once we explain it has absolutely nothing to do with illegal substances, people seem to be on board.
Now, while you're here in Fayetteville, you are here for 2 days and you'll be performing 2 shows each of those days. Is it not exhausting to do that? Because in my experience, the shows that I have seen that are condensed versions of something, condensed versions of Shakespeare or Greek mythology, things like that, the actors, there's only 2 of you, that play multiple characters and there are lots of props. And it seems like it's exhausting on its own, let alone trying to do it twice in one day.
It is exhausting to do 2 show days, but we do try very hard to remind ourselves that we're not really doing a real job. Yeah, we're asked to go out on stage for about 80 minutes twice a day, and it's not like going and working down a coal mine or something like that. So, yes, it is exhausting, but, we get through it. We are basically just 2 friends messing around on stage, and to be honest, we're just waiting until immigration realise that and kick us out. So while we can still mess around, we try and do it as often as we can.
And do you know how many props you have? Because I know oftentimes shows like this have hundreds of props.
Oh, that's a really good question. That's something we haven't been asked before. Offhand, no. I don't know. I play Harry most of the time. I have 2 props. I have glasses and a wand. So I'm fine. But I don't know. I think we must be coming up to 100 props in the whole show, I would have thought. Maybe more. It's poor old Dan who has to keep track of them all. But yeah, I'd guess at around 100.
And you have different costumes as well, as you switch from character to character, I'm sure.
Of course, our costumes put all other shows to shame. I mean, Les Mis, Phantom, Book of Mormon, none of that's any good. Lion King, our costumes are way better.
I'm sure. Well, something that maybe is better than some of your typical Broadway shows that you just mentioned is there's some audience participation, I understand. There's a Quidditch game?
There is. We believe we are the only place in the world where you can just turn up and take part in a game of Quidditch. And that, I mean, if you thought the costume sounded good, the game of Quidditch is amazing. There's children flying around all through the theatre. There's quaffles. There's blood just going absolutely everywhere. And it is a visual sight to behold. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. to be honest, when we put that in the show, we thought it would be, because we really wanted to create a show for all ages. We wanted something that kids would love, but also that adults wouldn't be bored with. You know, we wanted it to be for the adults as well. And so we thought we'd put that in about halfway through the show in case the kids are getting a bit restless. We know that it's always a good point in the show to get some participation in for the kids, but we were so wrong. It's not the kids, it's the men. The men absolutely love Quidditch. They suddenly think it's, the Super Bowl or something like that, and it's the last minute and it's all down to them. And we've seen a lot of children look very embarrassed at their fathers as they get a little bit overexcited in the game of Quidditch. So it's a place to come and to try and live out your sporting dreams and hopefully fail, because that's a lot funnier for everyone.
So the Quidditch seems to be something that a lot of the audience members seem to enjoy. But what is it about the show that you enjoy so much? You've continued to do this and you expanded it from your, 5-minute initial performance to a 60-minute to now a 70-minute.
There's a couple of things I enjoy a lot about it. Firstly is that the show is never the same twice. We've been doing it for 7 years on and off. We've probably done it about 1,300 times now. If it was the same show every night, we just wouldn't be able to do it anymore. It would be stale. The audience would be able to tell that we weren't enjoying it anymore. But we mix it up because it's so fast, because Dan plays so many characters, and because I've got so many lines, things go wrong. We love it when things go wrong. It makes it a lot more fun for us, a lot more fun for the audience. And the other thing is the passion that people have about Harry Potter and everything with J.K. Rowling. It's incredible. I've never known it with anything else. If we dare get a fact wrong in the show, which hasn't happened for a long time, if we say something wrong, or back in the early days, if we haven't fact-checked and we got it a bit wrong, grown-up people have no shame in shouting out to correct us, because how dare we get something wrong to do with Harry Potter? So I do like that sort of level of fanaticism. You know, Dan and I are both geeks, really, at heart. And we like to see that much passion in the audience as well. So, and people come dressed up. And I think some of them really do believe they're wizards. So that's always fun to see as well.
Jefferson Turner is co-writer and a performer in the two-man show Potted Potter, The Unauthorized Harry Experience, a parody by Dan and Jeff. The duo will perform two shows on February 16th and on February 17th at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. More information is available at waltonartscenter.org.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I have new music from Anna Bergendahl and Mark Robinson. Also, some Candy Cane, Sue Foley, Julian Foth, George Harmonica Smith, Marquise Knox, Chuck Lavelle, and more. Join the fun. That's Friday night at 9 o'clock, the Generic Blues Show on KUAF. We'll see you then.